God knows what you mean. God knows what you mean. And just as a little stringer on that, God is within you, and God is within me. God is within every single being in the universe. For the universe is God, and God is in all of its creation, and we are the creation of God, and God is in us. And God knows what you mean when you say anything. Yes, it does. The divine in us knows exactly what we're saying when we say anything. If we say, I'm whole and perfect, the divine knows whether we really mean that or whether we're just joking ourselves. The divine knows all things. God knows what we really mean when we talk and when we say, hi, I love you. And God knows truly what we mean when we say that. Do we really mean that we love others, that we really truly love all the world, that we really truly love all that there are? And the divine in us knows if we're telling a joke or if we're telling the truth. Now, are you living the truth? Are you living every moment of your life in such a beautiful, fantastic way that everything you say is glorious and good and fantastic and marvelous right now? God knows what you mean when you talk. The divine in you, the divine in you and me knows what we mean when we talk. The divine in us knows exactly what's going on in our heart. The divine in us knows exactly what's going on in our life. The divine in us is all that matters. And the divine in us keeps track of all these things, not purposely keeping track of it, but we know when we are telling the truth. We know when we are speaking truth about ourselves. We know when we are telling the world how wonderful it is and how what we really mean when we say that. Now, what do you really mean when you say all is in divine order? What do you mean when you say to your friend, you're whole and perfect. I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. What do we say when we say to our relatives, our mother, our father, our sisters, our brothers, and aunts and uncles, cousins, whoever our relatives may be, what do we really mean when we say to them that they're not feeling too good? I had a call today from a lady who said that one of our students was not feeling too good, and she had to go into 9/11 and be checked out. Now, immediately, I saw her whole and perfect. Immediately, I saw her living in her ideal spirit, mind, and body. Immediately, I saw her being whole and perfect and wonderful and beautiful and fantastic and glorious now. Immediately. Now, whatever she does, when she goes into 9/11 and they check her out, they're going to find that she is absolutely whole and perfect. There was no reason for her to go in there. But she went in there because it seemed to be the right thing to do at that moment. We always do the right thing for us to do at any moment. And so if it turns out that it was really unnecessary, that's okay. It's better to be aware and put ourselves into the strength of this whenever it's necessary. But we can say to ourselves, all is in divine order. We can say that when we start feeling a little ache or pain in our body, we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And when we say that, then that is what we experience. But if we're going to go about telling the world all about the unhappiness we apparently experience, well, we are endorsing that. We are empowering that. We are certifying that as our present experience. And it does not have to be that way. It does not have to be that way at all. For we can say in ourselves that I'm whole and perfect, that I'm fantastic, that I'm glorious. Now, Ruby has just seen someone come into the house and has gone out to say hi, and she is talking to someone and saying all is in divine order, and this is what only things that matter. So we'll just go with that for today and say all is in divine order. And when we live that way, then God knows what we mean when we talk. God knows what we mean when we say anything. And it is all in divine order right now. you. I love you.